I can't give you up. Go to their MySpace page. It's good. Is that funny? I don't think that was
you
the funniest.
Meant the music was good, or as opposed to the MySpace page?
Well, the page is all right, but the music's better. I should have articulated
smooth
that.
And Turrell.
Smooth, oh, which I'm spelling with a V and an E at the end.
There's a familiar voice. As promised, please welcome the man who did the voiceover for the 2007 Argos advert, David Tennant. Yes.
Thank you.
No shame in that, sir.
Yeah.
I love the Argos.
There's nothing wrong with the odd voiceover, Stephen, as
not
I'm sure
at all,
you know.
Please, no. Yeah. It is honestly money for old rope. There is nothing in this universe like the amount of effort to reward like voiceovers. It's if you can true. Get into voiceovers, please, please, everyone, I urge you to.
Yeah.
But don't try and capture the lucrative West Country market, because me and Justin Lee Collins are trying to stitch that up between us. But you do a myriad of different voices, don't you?
Always changing. Yes. Yes. You can rarely tell that it's me. I like to think.
Clever. See, that's very clever. Whereas
keep moving. Like
and
a fish.
I always try and enunciate. I always think I'm going to sound like Stephen Fry when it's finished.
Right.
And when I hear it, it's already there. Why not shop with them? Anyway, yes, the wonderful David Tennant is with us. Thank you so much.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
It's an honour to have you, because you're not only are you a sort of proper star, but there's actually no reason for you to be here.
No reason at all.
Which is what's even more extraordinary.
Which is sort of quite liberating.
Is it good?
Usually you find yourself in these studios going, yes, must mention it's 6:45 this Saturday.
Yes,
get that in 14 times. Plug the DVD. Yeah, do whatever you're... It's quite liberating to just be here just because there was nothing better to do on a Saturday.
Right, great, perfect. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
And what would a Sunday afternoon normally be for you? Because I imagine that you just you're endlessly working.
I have been in recent months, years. Yes, usually Sunday afternoon is learning lines. If I'm honest with you.
And do you find that easy? Because I my occasional bits of acting, I find it the hardest job in the world. I cannot remember lines.
It's very dull.
Incredibly dull.
But that's all. I mean, it's not that it's difficult so much as dull. You just have to put in a certain amount of time.
But do you need someone to sort of run the lines with you, or can you just...
No, I do. I usually just pace around. I pace and jump about.
And talk out loud.
And talk to myself. Yeah.
Now, when you're doing Shakespeare, this is... I have a recurring dream of where it's the curtain goes up and it's The Taming of the Shrew,
right,
starring Steve Merchant.
Right.
And I get to the stage door just as it's about to go, and I go, I haven't had a chance to learn the lines. Can I improvise? For some reason, I don't even know. Is there a male role?
Are you playing Kate or Petruchio?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never even seen this.
Because I'm imagining you looking down halfway through the dream and seeing an enormous dress and a bustle. And I'm playing the girl.
Yeah. But it's one of my biggest anxieties would be to be doing... I mean, you must... I mean, what? Where do you start with Shakespeare?
You just...
I mean, I think he's brilliant. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to disrespect the guy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to slag him off like I did Piers Morgan.
Why would you?
You don't want to get on the wrong side of the bard.
You just start, don't you? You just kind of plug on through, really. It's just dull.
It can be a bit easier learning verse lines, because some of them rhyme and they've all got a rhythm. So
you can work out if you're a beat missing, yeah.
Yeah. And once you've got to the end of one line, if it's a couplet, you think, well, I've already know what the end of the next line sounds like, so that's all right.
Mm.
But can you approach something like Shakespeare in the same way that you approach another acting role? I mean, can you get inside the character and so on? Because it just strikes me that the language is so particular and so specific. I mean, I just the idea of sort of trying to express emotion through those words.
It's like start the week, this.
David, what's your favourite colour? Sorry, you're absolutely right.
I forgot
we were on the radio.
It's good. It's just the last time I listened to this show, you were getting a teenager drunk and doing dad rapping. It was... And now...
I've made the mistake, David, of talking as I would off air if we were just having a beer, and I foolishly forgot that my audience...
I'm sure they're appreciating it. I think we should talk about Shakespeare more. It's just the same. It's the same approach, isn't it? It's the same thing. It's just about... Because if you start thinking it's different because it's 400 years old, then you're immediately going to start creating something that people can't relate to, and what's the point of that?
Do you prefer the Daleks or the Cybermen? one of the reasons you're here, obviously, is because I know you're a music fan, and you've chosen some tunes for us. And first one we've got is Super Furry Animals.
It's their latest album, and I've never particularly noticed them before. And my brother gave me this because he thought it was rather good, and it's brilliant. It's a great album. I think this is the single at the moment, isn't it? Inaugural Trams.
Thank
and
you,
how
man.
Many singles had the word inaugural?
I know.
Has that ever happened before?
That was wonderful. You said that wonderfully as well. Inaugural. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I can imagine you doing the...
It's my voiceover work.
You could do the voiceover right there.
Helping me out there,
Great, let's hear it. Nice.